In a sensational move, three female journalists have quit their jobs at the country's state-run TV network, and they've apologised to the public for telling lies on behalf of the Iranian government. Their defections come after the government initially denied, then admitted fault for shooting down a Ukrainian Airlines flight. Isabel Rowe has the story.
In a now-deleted Instagram post, Iranian TV reporter Jalea Jabari announced her resignation with an admission.
It was very hard for me to believe the killing of my countrymen. I apologise for lying to you on TV for 13 years.
It comes the day after fellow presenter Zahra Khatami resigned through social media, asking for forgiveness and vowing never to return to TV. Her colleague, reporter Sabah Rad, has posted a similar message.
Thank you for your support in all years of my career. I announce that after 21 years working in radio and TV, I cannot continue my work in the media. I cannot.
The trio worked at the Iranian state broadcaster IRIB, an organisation that, among others, disseminated the Iranian government's initial denial of involvement in the fatal Ukrainian Airlines crash.
That's pure propaganda. That's a definitive regime arm that you can point goes all the way to the top, the Supreme Leader's office.
Benham Ben Talablu is a senior fellow at the US-based Foundation for Defense of Democracies. He believes it's a significant move that Iranian journalists are turning against their government.
If they can talk about their experiences and particular stories and facts that in certain stories that they had to leave out because of Iran's harsh censorship policies, then I think we get more of a taste rather than just a criticism. But nonetheless, it takes immense courage and bravery to do this.
If this sort of thing has been happening for so long, and as these journalists say, they've been lying to the public through the Iranian state TV for so long, why are they choosing now, do you think, to take a stand?
Well, you know, now is a critical time when you're looking at the chasm between state and society in Iran. And, you know, journalists have lived this chasm for quite some time. There's increased foreign pressure on the regime, and still there is robust domestic movement, whether, again, from journalists, activists, or even lay Iranians pointing a finger at their own government.
The resignation of the three journalists follows the defection of Iranian taekwondo champion Kimia Alizadeh, who posted on Instagram that she's sick of being used as a propaganda tool. The post implied she'd left Iran for Europe. Benham Ben Talablu again.
Given that we don't know enough about her whereabouts, yes, she could be in danger. Iran's best and brightest are realizing that they cannot make a home for themselves in their own country. And that's why you've seen for many generations now a reverse brain drain, but you're also seeing different kinds of talents leave that country. And again, it comes at a very propitious time.
Protests over Iran's role in killing the 176 Ukrainian airline passengers are continuing in the capital, Tehran. Witnesses have told local media this video shows Iranian police shooting at protesters. It's the kind of retaliation US President Donald Trump has warned against in a series of tweets. This morning, President Trump again defended the intelligence behind a decision to kill Iran's top military general Qassem Soleimani, a decision which Iran blames for increasing tensions between the two countries.
We killed the number one terrorist in the world, Soleimani, and it should have been done 20 years ago.
A day after attending a memorial for his own citizens killed in the Ukrainian crash, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau revealed he wasn't told the US was going to kill the Iranian general, and he would have preferred a warning.
Isabel Rowe reporting.